You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have probably the most special, unforgettable interview you're ever going to hear, and I mean that. Let me give you the quick backstory. I met this gentleman by accident, although I think that God had us meet on purpose. You know what, Chris, when I heard you speak, and when everyone heard you speak, do you know that you got a standing ovation?
Yeah. It felt pretty amazing, and I'm happy John explained why I did. I just didn't get a standing ovation for no reason. I'm happy he explained that to me.
He explained it to you. Yeah, here's what John said. He said, first of all, he was speechless. Second of all, he said that you inspire everyone.
He said that
what you represent is courage.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, Chris, there's people that I've tried to interview before. They don't maybe have a physical disability, but they're too scared.
Yeah.
Not you. You got on today. I mean, you were wearing a collared shirt. You have a wheelchair as well?
Yeah, I have a wheelchair and I'm on one cane in physical therapy, and I'm really trying hard to just be the best person I can be. And I'm constantly growing. And I'm constantly reading books. And I just started a mastermind last Tuesday.
Are you serious?
That I'm in tonight every Tuesday, and I'm just constantly being the best person I can be.
That is amazing. I want people to hear that, because this is the energy that I said, oh my gosh, the Igniting Souls tribe needs to hear this.
Yeah, because
so many times I'm scared. Today I was sitting in my car, Chris, I'm not even joking, and I said, God, I'm overwhelmed. Have you ever felt like that, Chris?
Yeah.
But you have a commitment, you say, to be better. You're leading a mastermind on Tuesday.
I'm not in
a mastermind. Well, yeah. I love that. That's the first step.
Yeah.
That's the first step. So you're somebody who's, you know what? I want to learn. I want to grow. And I'm going to be in a mastermind. And I'm going to give value. Chris, what do you do to motivate yourself? Because I'm sure a lot of people could say, why me, God? How do you motivate yourself?
I read, but I listen to books on audio.
Yeah.
And I talk to my mentors every week. And I'm physical therapy, and I just motivate myself by telling myself, by having this I can do attitude, instead of having a defeating attitude, because so many people in my situation can have such a defeating attitude.
Wow, that is powerful. You said, I want to have a can-do attitude instead of a defeated attitude.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, just listen to you. You have mentors. You're listening to audiobooks.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Do you believe that God has a purpose for your life?
I do believe that God has a purpose for my life. I don't know what that looks like, but I think I'm finding out by being at that conference and what happened was I really encouraged my mom to be at that conference.
And yes.
We couldn't go last month because of COVID. And I wanted to be there. And I had a reason I wanted to be there. And I feel like I perfect. You fulfilled that reason.
I'll tell you what, yes, you did, because you're now on a podcast. I told the Igniting Souls conference team, I said, listen, we need to get Chris a headshot. We need to get his bio. Did you get to see yourself on the conference website?
Yeah.
Pretty handsome dude.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm going to bring it up for everybody. And you are such an encouragement. In fact, I said, Chris, we got to get you and your mom tickets. And so you're gonna be in the crowd. Not only do you get to speak, but you're going to be interacting with the crowd. So here we are. And look at you, my friend. You got all these big, you know, these big time speakers, Dan and Gino and Tyler and
Jim. Yeah, and I went through it.
You went through it all? Oh, look at you, my friend.
Yeah.
Look at you. I want us to talk about this theme today.
Yeah.
By the way, that's nice. Is that the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
So I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, but I'll tell you what, the Miami Dolphins, they're pretty good.
Well, not right now they are.
Not right now. All right. Well, you're honest.
We got family beat on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I like it. You follow it, and you're an honest guy. That's
yeah. Hopefully they'll get better now.
I bet. You know what? I'm just gonna say this. I don't even know who has connections. You should be a speaker for the Miami Dolphin team. Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Would that be a dream come true?
Yeah. So, what do you want me to tell you, and I'll tell you whatever you want?
Oh, I like that. Okay, getting down business. Here's what I want to know, Chris. So courage into commitment. There's a lot of people that can be courageous from the bench. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They sit back and they say, I'm courageous.
Yeah.
How did you turn your courage into commitment? Weren't you scared to speak at that conference and get in front of all those people?
No, I wasn't scared to speak. I knew that I had to do something really big, and I was planning this for a year. I didn't know what I was gonna do it, but I knew I was gonna do it, and I kept going over it in my head. And wow. I really can't believe I actually did it. I really reached out and got some help because no one in my sphere of influence were willing to help me. They all thought I would be a great publisher at Walmart, and I know that I'm better than that.
Ooh, okay. So I think I heard you say, I get this. You had the desire, you practiced for a long time.
Yeah, in my head.
In your head.
It was mental.
You mental rehearsal.
Yeah. It was all mental, and I knew I had to do it, and I did it, when I, after I did it, I felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, that is good. You felt that you were supposed to do this so strong. You were nervous.
Yeah.
But you rehearsed it in your mind.
Yeah.
And then once you did it, you had a big weight off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Now we got to tell people what happened, because again, I wasn't even supposed to be at that conference. You know, like God has.
So what happened was felt for an hour. And he opened up a Q&A and asked people, what happened was he felt for a couple hours, then we broke through lines, and then we went for Q&A after lines. And I asked that question, and it just took off from there.
That was awesome. And then I'll show the video of it, but John was so impressed. He was speechless. Then everyone stood up and clapped for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love it because he didn't really know what to do. And I want people to realize that sometimes as leaders, right, Chris, we don't know what to do.
Right.
But we still need to be obedient to God's will. Because folks, when Chris spoke, watch what happened. Chris spoke, a lady stood up in the crowd. Remember that?
Yeah.
And she met the need that you asked for.
See, I've been in contact with her ever since.
You've been in contact ever since?
Yeah.
And she's helping you?
Well, she's trying to help you.
She's trying to help. Kind of bring us back to the theme today, how to leverage your influence when you're staring fear in the face. So you are now talking to hundreds of people at the conference.
Okay.
And they're going to meet you in the virtual room, and you're going to meet a lot of friends. If you thought you were popular before, you're going to be really popular.
Okay.
All right. So let me ask you this. There's people that are scared right now. They know they're supposed to do something courageous. What would you tell them? Because they might be afraid.
I would say do it. I would just say do it afraid. And you can get you and do it afraid and expect the baby doll.
Do it afraid and expect
a baby doll.
A big result. Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Do it afraid and expect a big result. Wow. I told you folks he was good.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Tell us what, I'm thinking so many thoughts here. How can people contact you? Are you on Facebook as Chris?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and I don't really want to give my information out.
Totally.
I am on Facebook.
See, you're even a smart guy too, and you're saying, I don't want to give out my information yet. I like that. So I wanna tell you, I just found you on Facebook right here.
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me show people your cool here, your profile, everything. So we're gonna show them this. So here you are. Look at you. That's great. And talk to me a little bit about this stuff. So you actually go to conferences and you get better, you grow. Is this true?
I grow by reading books and talking to my mentors and talking to people, and I'm able to get better ideas.
I love that.
Like my disability.
And Chris, one of the things that I appreciate about you is you are already giving to others. In other words, there's a lot of people out there in life that always take. But I look at your I look at your biography and I see how you are about others, making a difference, helping others. How can you and how can we get our eyes off of ourselves? Because don't you think that that's when we feel afraid, is when we're focused on us?
Yeah, you can really make a difference. You have to get out of your comfort zone and really influence others in your environment. And go to conferences like I went to and get the courage to speak in front of a crowd and really and do it afraid.
That is so good. I love it. Oh, I'm coming back. Hang on one second. Hold on. I got stopped here. You hang on, Chris. I'm going to come right back, okay?
I will.
Here I come.
Hi.
Hey.
So you need to do it afraid, and if you don't do it afraid, you won't do anything at all, because you'll just be waiting on everybody else to do it for you.
There are some people who need to hear that, man. That was good. Awesome. Well, Chris, as we wrap up today, tell us a little bit more about you. I see. Did you go to school?
I went to high school. I graduated with a special diploma. And I went to this academy for special needs people, and I wasn't able to make it there. So then I went to another college class to learn about people with disabilities.
Yes.
And I was able to come to the John Matlow team by him going to my church. And I had a coordinator that was able to tell me about him, and I went to his conference, and I've been in the mentorship program for about like 4 years now. And I really get a lot out of it.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Well, I want to thank your mom as well. And you have some amazing caregivers.
Yeah. Right?
I mm-hmm. met her at the conference. And you're in Florida.
Yeah.
You like Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. And
Chris, I'm going to give you the microphone for the last thing to say. So You're gonna meet people at our conference, and this podcast is gonna go out all over the world. And we got your headshot, and we're so excited. It's an honor. But here's what I'm gonna challenge you to share with us. What if I remember when I talked to you and your mom the first time? I said that as a young man, I was depressed and struggled with suicidal thoughts and that type of thing. What would you tell someone right now who says, Chris, you're inspiring, but does God really have a plan for them? What would you tell someone right now who's maybe at the end of their rope, they're scared, they're depressed, and all of a sudden they see this amazing guy named Chris encourage them today? What do you want to tell them?
I would just say, don't give up. It's never too late. And it's never too late to realize your dream, even now. You might think it is, and I would encourage them to look at a guy like me and just never give up. And if I can do it with a disability, then they can sure do it too.
Oh man, that is good. That is good. So never give up. If you can do it with a disability, they can do it. This was awesome. And never give up on their dream. I love that. I love that. But listen, man, we are thrilled to have you with us today. Did you get your Igniting Souls t-shirt and everything?
I did.
Very cool.
A home package.
That's awesome. Erica's amazing. She sent that to you. So, yeah. Chris, thank you for being here.
I feel privileged that I was able to do that today.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.